Is that also vodka that's in that brown?
Yeah, it's
that's whiskey.
It's mixed with rum.
Whiskey, rum.
That's really cool.
Buzzball. Yeah, it's buzzballs.
Emptying a buzzball over ice.
Episode 85, everybody.
Everyone, give it up for 85.
We made it this
85,
far.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not going to be 86.
We're close. This is
the last episode.
Season finale.
Yeah. Welcome to the Zach and Wally Show. And we have a very special guest. Very, very special in my heart, actually.
Wow.
Brittany Broski.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
My heart as well.
Yeah. No. You
my
said
heart
no.
As well. Heart as well.
Me and Wally connect over our cultural.
Yeah, exactly. Which I wanted to bring up. Brittany is more brown than, hard to believe. She is more brown than I am.
Is this true?
Yeah, because she was like, you were on the Broski Report. You were talking about like Babu, Just, and then you went so deep into the lore.
Yeah, man.
There was stuff that I didn't even know. And I was like, Babu, you made this song? He was like, yeah, man, like a while ago.
Texted Babu.
Yeah, I was like, yo, you see this?
Damn. That's crazy. No, you were gagged. You DM'd me and you were like, what the
I have no idea.
Yeah.
It's rare. It's rare.
No, it was the biggest Just Rain stan, like ever. In like 2015, 2016. And I had just discovered him like maybe junior, senior year of high school for me. And then I went back and watched all of his stuff from like 2012 onward.
Was it mine first?
It was, yeah, the him in the car,
that kind of
started it. And then it was like, oh my God, his YouTube is so funny. And I don't know what struck a chord with me as a young white American woman.
Yeah, I was like Desi Perrin.
I was like, that's so true.
My parents do this.
I was like, I bet they are like that, bro. Like, I bet this is funny if you get it. So I just like really enjoyed his content for some reason. And it's also, I mean, like any dynamic of friends having fun together, it's like it's very fun to watch. And so I loved the bloopers that him and like Bopu and who is his,
you even say it like,
yeah,
what the
you
fuck
said,
is
like,
what
probably,
can I say
dude, that's yeah. Like crazy. Like,
oh fuck,
what can I say?
Fuck apart, I say his name wrong.
I say white.
Yeah,
I Britney's say here white
Babu is like who's his cousin that's like in parliament,
Jagdeep.
Yes.
Jagdeep. No. Yeah. See, she even knows.
Whoa.
Well, I forgot.
Jagdeep?
No, because he's the third. No, he's the NDP leader in Canada.
And yeah, he likes slang.
I don't fucking
know. Yeah. There could be a chance he becomes the prime minister.
Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cuzzo for real. Yeah.
That's my pre.
I like really bought into all the lore, and then he left, and now he's back. He's got a show?
Yeah, he's got a show. It only plays in Canada.
Damn.
I'll send you the link.
Yeah, send me that VPN, please.
Yeah, I get the link.
You didn't do that to anyone else, right?
Huh?
Send the link.
No, I would never distribute a show outside of Canada and break laws.
Yeah, that would be so
No,
fun,
no,
dude.
No, but if a hard drive fell on her lap.
Right. It ended up in my bag.
Yeah.
Ooh, a gift bag.
And then it accidentally fell into her computer and she's bitch punched. Hey, episodes.
I hack YouTube so it shows up like anonymous. Like, I'm in a mask and it's just me show.
How did you find out, like, Brittany was talking about the whole lore or whatever?
Well, I was on your pod and then I was like,
you listen to my pod?
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, wait, like, why does she know more than I do? Because you talked about Fateh, you talked about, like, old songs with them.
New Babies, yeah.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
Damn.
And then, like, Nacho, Billy, like, that song, which I'm pronouncing
Nacho
it wrong.
Yeah. Damn, it's so good. Yeah. How was the last time y'all saw him? You hang out with him.
Yeah, I went to his the premiere of his show in January.
Yeah.
So recently.
Hey,
he's still alive. He's back.
I was just going to say, like, he had that, like, absence from the internet for a while, but
totally
he's back.
Founded.
Yeah.
This shit's a lot.
Yeah. But he's still the same person. But he came back, like, deep.
Yeah, very. Yeah, yeah,
everyone's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
"Hey, where's the funny guy? Where's
he's still? Is he still in
no,
here?
No, 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 yeah, yeah, he's good.
That shit changed me, man.
Yeah, she's fucked.
You said that you were like obsessed with like the whole Punjabi world, but like your obsession, like you can have like fucking like posters of like Babu and shit, like Harry Styles and shit like that.
Is it Harry Styles, Hozier, or Babu? It's framed. It's life size. It's those life size cutouts. Yeah.
Who else is on your obsessive lore? Because I know right now you're obsessed with Hozier.
That's going to be an evergreen one.
Okay.
That always exists.
Is that always been, or is it just more recently?
That started in like college, where I was like, damn, he's so deep. Like, no one.
Dude, who speaks to you? Like, yeah, just every yeah, race, but... every fucking like.
Yeah. I don't see colors now.
Yeah, 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 my bad. Hey,
I see art.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, is it bad to say I don't see color now?
I don't fucking know.
Probably.
Color,
yeah. Yeah.
Should we say I see color?
I see color and it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You pulled up in the parking lot, you're playing like mariachi music. I was like, damn, dude, she's got it all fucking, yeah, all the bases. Like,
by the way, that's gonna be Drake.
Got it. Nice, got it.
That's gonna be If You're Reading This, It's Too Late by Drake. Ryan was like, what the fuck are you playing?
Is that your hype up music in your car?
I just had like a playlist on shuffle, and then that song, like Star 67 came on from that album, if you know it. You like are Canadian adjacent. Yeah, you not no Drake.
Not my Drake. Not my Drake.
I don't see that.
I listened to that album that came out when I was graduating high school, and so I burned it onto a CD and had it as like one of those cars that had a 6-disc rotator.
Oh,
and so I like it's burned permanently into my brain, and it came on shuffle, and I was like, holy fuck, this album's so good. And then I listened to it the whole way here, because this is like 2 hours away from anywhere that you should need to be in LA.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We are in the
well, he's from Long Beach.
Yeah.
He commutes hella far. It's far.
Yes, yes. She knows.
I thought that was fucking. I thought you'd be like, whoa.
She gets up and starts stabbing me.
Brittany's the only real. We've done like, oh, he lives in Long Beach. And every guest is like, wow. Brittany's like, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, you live in Long Beach? Like, whoa,
that's
fuck?
Finally the first guest to like check you on that shit. Like, fuck, okay, move up here. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Oh, you can't afford a house here. Oh, it's the same price anywhere else.
Start grittying.
She's crushing it. She points to a map. She doesn't even know where Long Beach is. She just goes to somewhere else.
Just throws a pin at it. Yeah, we say that all the time. Every guest is always like, wow, that's crazy. But yeah, your commute.
Your guests don't care about you.
No, not at all. It's, yeah. Damn. I don't know what it is.
Did you did you listen to the Taylor Swift album?
Did you guys listen to the Ariana Grande album?
No, I haven't seen it.
I don't see a talent.
That ain't me. No, that's not me anymore.
Yeah, Grande.
But what happens when you meet these people? Don't you like freak out and like?
Usually, it's like a big stain right here starts to show. Yeah, yeah.
And then don't they say don't meet your idols?
Yeah, don't.
Yeah,
because it's like, oh my god, they're real people, and that sucks.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah,
I watched your Harry Styles meet. You did like a British accent the second he walked in the door.
What did I mock him?
Dude, I was like, I was watching it. I was like, oh my God, like you fucking just right when you saw him, just hello. Like, I was like, I would never fucking do that.
That was
I would have never done that.
I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Because I'm jealous. I love Harry Styles.
Yeah, but it's like such a huge opportunity for anyone
I know.
To meet Harry Styles.
And just an accent.
Yeah,
comes
I mean, like, I got
right
a type 5 right yeah, there. I don't know. I watch it back and I'm like, I don't know why the initial trauma knee-jerk reaction was like, mock him now.
Put him down.
Put him down. You're up here. I got to bring you down here. For a while. I don't know.
You're just about to go on set or go live on stage. I need to fucking knock it down a little bit.
I'm like, this is what you sound like. Oh, dude, I love
I bet you live in Long Beach, huh?
I bet his ass is from Long Beach.
Oh, you have jet lag? Oh, I don't give a fuck.
Well, when she came here earlier, she did an accent for me, too. It wasn't even right. I don't know what accent she was even doing.
No, it probably was right. Yeah. Yeah. Probably was really
she probably
spot
did it really
on.
Well.
It was. I studied it.
Yeah, it's like the cultural nuances. She did it in my language.
I show up in Waleed cosplay. but it's like really tasteful.
Yeah, it's really well done. And like, hung out with my mom for a little bit. Like,
But how was the Harry meeting? Like, obviously,
traumatizing.
Yeah, nervous as fuck.
It was a lot. You really do like Harry.
I really do like Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's
amazing. I mean, like, knowing the lore about Harry of just, he is truly, famously the nicest person.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot find a compilation or anything of him being like, Harry Styles being mean to fans or being mean to paparazzi. It's mm-hmm. like, every interaction you've ever heard is nice. You know how hard that is? Like,
he's got good PR.
And yeah,
Harry Styles, yeah, never be Harry Styles never meet to fans except this one person who did British accent.
But even then, I was mean to him. He wasn't mean to me. He sat there and took it.
Yeah,
he
did.
All right, man. Yeah, nice to meet you.
Your camera guy was like circling around you the whole time. Harry's just like being nice to you, talking with you. You're doing British accent right to his face. Yeah. Like, oh, you have, what was it, baked beans? And like his reaction, or your reaction is like what the fuck?
I told him he was fucking gross yeah. to his face. Hindsight 2020 sort of thing. You know?
Yeah.
Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break to thank a sponsor of today's video, Factor. We've all heard about that spring cleaning, but what about spring eating?
Oh.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every meal is fresh, never frozen, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Dinner tonight? I don't really want to do that.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to cook that. But I also don't want to go out to eat because I'm looking skinny.
That's right.
I'm looking hot.
You're looking good.
Thank you so much, King.
Yeah.
You're also looking good.
Thank you.
Really hot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all thanks to Factor's ready-to-eat 2-minute meals. They're really fresh, never frozen, dietitian approved.
Yep.
And I eat them all the time.
I know you do.
Anyways, choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
Are you someone looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
Mm.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. You can pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. And Factor's celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
So what are you waiting for? No, seriously. Head to factormeals.com/Zaz50 and use the code Zaz50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
Mm.
That's code Zaz50, Zaws50 at factormeals.com/Zaz50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Thank you, Factor.
Have y'all ever met someone that you've been like truly shell-shocked?
Right here, dude. No, we had, honestly.
Are they coming in from the I don't know what you're pointing at.
I'm a sports fan, so I had a Zoom meeting with Josh Allen, quarterback. That was cool, but I never met him in person. Damn. Yeah. Sorry. We had Blake Anderson on. Blake Anderson.
That was cool. A cool one.
Cool.
Yeah. Joe Jonas was a crazy one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You keep.
Because it's a sick story. Yes, it is.
No, I'd like to hear the story.
Basically, so I was in New York, right? And I was with just me. We're in New York. We're walking around. So, like, you know, do-do-do-do-do. And I was like, oh, I sent Joe Jonas a shirt, like, around this area. I think he, like, lives around here. I was like, maybe we hit him up. Like, maybe we can hang out with him. And Josh
it's your
like,
boy, yeah. Joe. We're outside.
Stopping like his building.
I swear. And then Jess goes, he goes, yeah, okay, we're gonna go hang out with Joe Jonas. Yeah, sure.
Good job.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, you're gonna hit him up, he's gonna hang out with you. Yeah, right. And we keep walking, and then all of a sudden, as soon as he made that joke, all I hear is, yo, Waleed! Across the street, runs across the street. Yeah, he goes, Waleed, what are you doing in New York? I swear to God.
Phone in his hand.
Yeah, it was the craziest shit of my life. He's like, you didn't tell me you were here.
Oh, Oh my god!
I swear to God. Not true. My only fact checker, I'm gonna call him.
What if it wasn't you? It was just some brown guy. Yeah. Like, Waleed!
Waleed, my assistant!
I told you to get those coffees about an hour ago.
Where the fuck are you? hang on. I'm fact checking.
What was y'all's relationship before that meeting? You never met in person.
No, we never. He followed me on Vine.
From that long?
Yeah, ago? And then.
You haven't DM'd or anything?
No, I mean, I sent him a t-shirt, and then he gave that t-shirt to Sophie.
To who? Oh, the ex. Oh. Right. Who do you think took that in the divorce?
For sure. So,
was that in the court case?
It's in the trash. No one takes it.
I promise the story is fully true.
You're calling Joe?
Yeah, I'm calling Jess. Hey, buddy. Hey, how's it going?
Hey,
how's it going? Hey, it's your bud. Remember? Remember that Joe Jonas story where you remember that Joe Jonas story, right?
You tell it.
Yeah. Can you just tell? Just quickly tell it, and you know, I just want to make sure my facts are straight.
You want me to tell it? You want me to live the horror again?
No, you don't have to live the horror. Just you know, quickly fact check.
All right, we were.
Mad.
New York, we had just finished spin class.
Spin
it
class.
It was great. It was exhilarating. It was very uplifting.
Spin class is spin already class
the first time. Big fan of spin. And we had just showered our sweaty bodies.
Okay. So a little quick.
This is part of the story?
Yeah.
Wait, where is this?
Like, how far do you want me to go back?
No, just go right after I said, oh, Joe Jonas lives around here.
Oh, okay. So then, yeah, after we showered our sweaty bodies, we got dressed, we went outside, and I think we were walking around Soho, and Wally's like, oh, yeah, I think Joe Jonas lives around here. And I was like, first of all, how do you know that? And B, why are you saying that as if you know him? Like, as if you're like, oh, yeah, my buddy lives around here. I was very annoyed that he said it like that. And he's like, oh, yeah, it's because I do know Joe Jonas. And I was I got even more annoyed, and or was this before spin class?
No, it was after spin. It was after spin.
No, you said it before spin class, I think.
Okay, yeah, doesn't matter.
Then we walked through the same neighborhood again.
Yep.
I think this is what it is, and then I just hear a voice go, "Yo, Waleed!" And I turn around. We both turn around, and I just look, and I just see like. Three dudes approaching.
Brothers?
No, just one is entourage.
No, it was just,
they traveled together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, and then I'm like, you know, I don't have the best vision. I have keratoconus. You know, I wear contacts. So my contacts maybe weren't working as well that day, and I'm like, I'm squinting, I'm looking close. I'm like, man, that guy really looks like Joe Jonas. It would really suck. It's Joe Jonas.
Crazy.
And Joe Jonas just walks down and she's like, what's up, Waleed? And acting like
it sounds like
friends.
That.
Did he not know you?
Imagine how much more annoyed I was.
Dude. All
right.
It was actually Joe Jonas. So yeah, it's a true story.
Damn.
Thank you, Jess.
Why don't you say hi to
Oh yeah, Jess, can you say hi to Brittany?
Yeah, I can't.
No, just say hi to Brittany real quick. Don't be
Hi, just me. I'm gonna freak the fuck out. I love you. I was listening to Nacho Billo yesterday. I'm keeping the streams alive. Don't you worry about it, brother. And kaputa randasan.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
What the fuck, dude?
I said, I literally was just telling them, I was like, it's something about being a young white American woman that really struck a chord with me about, you know, your content. That's all. I love you.
All right, bye, buddy. Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye, bye.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Bye, Josh.
Oh, you can see, buddy.
No, yeah. I think it's because I'm not watching his show.
Yeah, yeah. You don't know his references. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You wouldn't understand what he's talking
you
about. Yeah, the show.
Yeah, it would fly right over your head.
Oh, dude. Damn.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Joe's never written a song.
Yeah. Have you any of these, like, you know? Special obsessions in your life, write a song for you or make you feel special by any means?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, Harry Styles, he would never like write you a song.
Yeah.
I think they call that a cease and desist.
Right.
Cultures.
Right. For sure.
A restraining order. I don't know if it would be like a personalized song.
Right. Well, it's such a shame because you're just so special and you deserve a song.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we actually made you one.
What is that? What is that?
My heart is pounding out of my fucking
what
chest.
What is wrong with you? I can't
watch that. Please. No, no, it's barely, barely the photo. It's mainly us. Just watch it, please.
Put it up a little bit. Okay. Hey, Brittany me broski. You're the talk of the town. With your TikTok charm, you're never gonna let us down. Every time you're on our show, our hearts skip a beat. We can't help but pop along, feeling the heat. Brittany broski, you're the star of the screen. So that's where they filmed the What Makes You Beautiful video. Oh,
nice.
Just two guys. Way too long, by the way. I knew it. I knew it. I knew we should have stopped it. We could probably stop
it. No, I mean, we gotta finish it.
Oh, dude, she just said it's too long.
No, you gotta finish it now. Brittany Broski, your blessing,
all slice of heaven. Right here, right here.
Anyways.
So
it's only 2 minutes for you. Yeah.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we need to look into it. You're the star of the screen. We're so grateful to have you on our team. Your infectious laughter and joyful zest. You light up the room. You're the very best.
All right.
You know.
What the fuck?
We thought you might have liked it. We don't know. We
got studio time.
Yeah, we got some studio time. We spent a lot of money.
I have notes and I have questions.
Yeah.
So.
I want you to know, first of all, I didn't sleep last night, and this song has been stuck in our heads because we've been editing this and we've like shot it and like everything. And like I showed it to my wife. She's like, cut it off at like 30 seconds. And Molly was like, no, play the whole thing. Play the whole thing.
I mean, we cut. Yeah, dude. Holy shit.
Sorry you had to go through that.
Yeah. Wait, you took time out of your day.
We recorded
first of all,
the song.
Booked studio with ambient lighting, went to a beach, played in the water, coordinated outfits, styled.
Yep.
Bought.
Thank you guys.
Bought a hula hoop.
Bought a hula hoop.
I'm so honored.
Bought a hula hoop.
Thank you.
There was shots with bubbles. We didn't use it. it didn't come out. Yeah.
That was in the 8 minute version of the song.
I heard cut. My voice is such a fucking. That was a traumatizing experience for me. I can't even look at you.
I was like, why are you so nervous right now? I had no idea what was
You
on.
Should see like this like paragraph long text of just like immediate like all me just like, she's gonna hate it. She's not gonna laugh. Why the fuck are we doing this? This is so stupid.
And
like,
then it was still doing the editing the
yep,
video.
Yep, I finished it all.
Gotta go through with it.
Yeah, we gotta go through with it.
What are your notes if you had any?
My notes are, first of all, vocally very well.
Cool.
Yeah,
really well. Nice. The lip syncing really, you know, sold it to me, really. The picture, could have picked a better one.
Yeah.
Probably more recent.
Well, we can replace it in post.
Okay, that's, yeah.
We can track it really bad.
That's pretty much it. I mean, that's just real sweet. Do you do that for every guest you have on the show?
No, you were actually our first.
Literally our first. Probably our last.
To be honest.
And last.
I can't do that again, dude. Like,
I'm like.
Look at you anymore. Look at the camera. Look at her.
I can't, dude. Because I know she hated it.
It's fine. No, that's really sweet. I think you should do that for every person next, you know, that you have on next. That's really great.
The truth. It was AI.
Oh.
No, we rented the studio time.
That takes the charm away.
Sorry.
Pull behind the curtain, man.
I mean, it was funny that when we were fake lip syncing in the recording studio, I'm like in there like filming with Zach and all I hear is
just blasting out of the headphones loud as fuck.
And we like bothered the dude who actually owns the studio. He like was like, all right, I have like 30 minutes like slotted time for you guys. And we're like, okay, cool. And he's like, so what is this? And we're like, so we're just gonna be in the studio lip singing and being really feminine and just like, and he's like,
all right. And when they were like, so can you film it? We're like,
what's the song? And we're like, he showed the song. He's like, yeah, it's AI, by the way. So he's like, oh, the thing that's going to take my job? And I was like, no.
Anyways.
That is fucking ridiculous, by the way. I feel the need to say that as well. Yeah. That's ridiculous in the best way.
Cool.
Thank you, guys.
Of course, of course.
Thank you so much.
We'll send it to you if you want it.
Send me, okay, on the thumb drive, just me show that.
The song.
Yeah, the song.
All the evidence of that song.
Anyways.
Imagine we win like a plaque for the song.
I feel like that's not justified. It's AI.
No, it's not. I mean, how to write the prompt.
Dude, he keeps saying I worked so hard on this. It's like our last episode, he found this website or whatever, and we had like 3 AI songs, and every song he's like, oh, this one, like, I really put my heart and soul into this one. It's like a fucking paragraph of like
funny song, Billy Boy Boy Band.
What do you use? Sorry.
Yeah.
What do you use?
Yeah, there's an app called Suno. It's just we've just been fucking around with it. Suno.ai. And you just write whatever.
Yeah.
And you can do instrumentals.
Is that how they do the like Drake AI, Ariana?
No, because that you have to like ingest their vocals.
Yeah.
This one, there's already like pre-singers in it. So like the last time we did it, we said, hey, write us a song about like Mr. Bean saving 9/11. Some shit like that.
So you can type in any prompt and it'll make a song
for you.
Do you want one?
Yeah.
I feel like we should do one.
Yeah. What's going on in your life right now?
Well, I kind of was thinking more so like Zach and Waleed at January 6th, what they were doing on January 6th.
Oh, Christ. Yeah. Okay.
What, you don't want to
No, it's fine. We just have pictures everywhere.
I saw there.
Evan, can we zoom in on that? Yeah.
Type in a watch. I gotta get my studio mind right.
And grab my love handle.
A fun pop song about two guys named Zach and Waleed raiding the Capitol.
Are you closing your eyes?
Jay, I'm in the stew, bro.
Dude, like,
I'm in the stew, bro. You're fucking up my flow. Raiding the Capitol on January 6th.
Damn, dude. Yeah. That was deep.
Yeah, you fucking
good shit, man. Hey, don't work too hard, man. Jesus Christ.
All in a day's work.
Yeah. Damn, dude.
I love the beach cabin.
It'll
vibe.
Be easy. It'll be easy.
Yeah?
I do. I really, it's very homey.
We saw, we watched your Ludwig pod, and like, dude, 5 dudes sitting on that fucking set is like probably the most intimidating fucking thing ever.
It's insane. It's insane.
It's a very nice like set and everything, but like, I just watched you go down the slide and then just hop on with 5 dudes. I was like, wow. I was like, this is a men vibe. Yeah. Dude,
very
like,
bro.
She starts socking all over.
It was crazy. It was a lot of testosterone in that room, but it's also a lot of beta males. So it's like, we're all on the same level.
Yeah.
I don't feel threatened.
All right, a song entitled Revolution Riot is downloading. It's processing.
Yeah. They make you download it onto your personal computer? That's great. To own forever.
It's going to be hard to like just prove this to the FBI when they come knocking.
Do you pay for this service?
No, it's free.
No, it's free. It's somehow
like,
free.
Dude, because like people were like, if you ever wanted to use a song on your own podcast or like, you know, for a video, like people are actually looking for work, but with Waleed, you can go suno.com.
No, here's the thing. It's not good. It's like, it's good if you want to make a reference, I think.
Yeah.
Or like Mr. Bean 9/11.
It's not good, but we made a whole music video for Britney.
She didn't like it.
It was great. I keep thinking you're going to say Mr. Beast 9/11, and I was like, oh, that's completely different.
You would never.
Not my Mr. Beast.
Okay. You ready to hear Revolution Riot?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right, here we go.
Oh, whoa. Oh, you can't get my name right?
That was the way Britney pronounces like some Punjabi fucking.
Waleed, Waleed.
Oh, this is Taylor's album, dude.
January 6th, Taylor's version.
Yeah. this is Taylor Swift, man. Claiming the fighting for what they think is best, for chaos ensued as the day went on. This is bad.
Yeah.
Wait for the chorus.
Are you supporting this artist?
Revolution. Yeah. I can't pronounce it.
Zach and Waleed leading the way.
No, we weren't leading.
Wait, whoa. Hey. We were followers.
The Capitol's walls can't hold their might. They're actors forever. Their actions forever marked that night.
Wow.
That's so fucking true. I'd like to know who sketched that beautiful drawing.
We'll put their name up. We get submissions. Zach, what's the email that we have?
It's zawsfanart@gmail.com if anyone wants to send in some drawings.
Wow, thank you, Lifeguard Kenny. The fucking
I got all of our accounts right here, baby.
Yeah, but we have some nice fan. We have myself after chemo. I just finished my 3-year anniversary.
Yeah!
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. I was ready for you to just, I don't give a fuck.
I would just say that.
Three years ago, fucking get over it, bro.
Bozo.
It's 2024. Grow up.
Stop living in the past.
Telling someone on their 3-year anniversary of like being a grow up. Not always.
Get over it.
The engagement's going down on social, Zach. You wrung all the juices out. It's over, dude. Yeah, 3-year anniversary. Yeah. Good stuff. But anyways.
Do you ever get very saddened by some of the fan art you get?
There's some that didn't make the cut.
Okay.
We try and just put up everything that comes our way.
You can't say anything like, ooh.
No. Do you fucking hate me, girl? Yeah. I can't believe you.
Girl, what the fuck? Laughing at
those. Stole them.
Just behind the laptop screen, yeah, like, just crying.
Hey, yo! No, you got me fucked up!
No, really?
Oh, hell no!
Hell, I fucked it up, dude.
Cute little 16-year-old girl, like, I love your content! Oh, hell no, boy!
Dream? Is your dream to send you this?
I was going with the talking points with my wife last night again, and I didn't know how to tell you that, like, you're really good at makeup. And
thank you.
Yeah, but I was like, I wanted to ask my wife a way to like say that to you, and she was like,
"What the?"
Yeah, and again, because I'm not.
Yes,
I'm really bad with guests and stuff, so I always walk it through
just
with
socially,
my wife.
He's bad.
Yeah,
the
I'm a really
well,
bad.
Thank
socially.
God you speak for a living. Yeah. Thank God you have a guest-centric podcast.
Oh, what else did you do the other day? What would you do at the grocery store with the bagger?
Oh yeah, there's a grocery bagger, and he was just like being really lackadaisical in the parking lot.
Great word.
Thank you. And we were walking in there, and then he ended up being in our aisle bagging our groceries, and he came in after I was doing it, because I like to just proactively just hurry up. Good word. Thank you. And so I was doing it, and then he came up, and he's like, do you want me to do it, or do you want to finish it? And I was like, you're getting paid for this. So I was like, but I said it like that, and like I brought it up on the pod, and everyone was like, oh,
what
dude.
What the fuck is wrong
yeah,
with
I was like,
you?
I thought it was funny. So yeah. I thought it was a funny story. And every single person here was just like, dude, that was bad, dude.
That
like,
and your sis.
So I didn't want to like tell you you're good at makeup. And then everyone's like, oh.
Why did you say that?
You would have said you're good at makeup because you're a girl. That would have been crazy. That's like woman shit, right?
I don't know.
I would never.
That's very nice. Thank you.
But like that and like, what, you're really bad at like, not seeing people for a long time and then asking like, how's your girl doing?
Oh,
and
I always ask about relationships. Yeah, I won't do that here, but
that's
thank you.
But then they're like,
I'll leave
it's
that
been
off
a while,
table.
So they're like,
just in case.
It's been a while, so they'll be like, actually, we broke up. And he's like, oh!
I get that, dude. Yeah. Every fucking time. Oh, yeah.
That's rough.
My high school reunion, I saw people on my feed. I was just like researching the night before. I always research the night before.
You never sleep.
How do I ask about this thing?
Yeah, but I saw a married couple, and then went to the high school reunion, saw the girl with what I thought was the same dude, and it like, you know, she had the same taste. I was like, oh, like congrats on your guys' marriage, and she's like, oh, this isn't him, but we got divorced. And I was like, god damn it.
I even researched this.
I'm like, this is you have the beard, you have the
he has an envelope.
Yeah, I'm really bad at it, but anyways,
bringing your iPad to a high school reunion, like, I was just on Facebook, hold on. That's crazy.
Did that and fuck what? Oh, on my
right, Jesus Christ.
This is really good.
We need to move on.
My 21st birthday, so I'm not allowed to drink because I'm a muzzy, you know? Hey, I can say it.
I can too.
No, she can't. We talked about it earlier.
Evan's afraid to pan over. He's like,
And so, grew up Muslim, right? And it was my 21st birthday, and it was like very intimate dinner. It was my mom, my sister, and Zach. It's very close, and we're all eating dinner, and Zach goes, so we're gonna hit the bars after? Get, like, fucked up, right, guys? Right? Like, looking at my mom, and my mom's, like, looking down, and he's like, what, what? And I'm, like, kicking him under the table.
The
he's
sister, the too.
Yeah, we're both kicking him under the table. He's like, what? You're 21. You gotta get a beer.
We're like, we've been drinking for years. Come on.
And then my mom goes upstairs and cries.
Oh my god.
Dude, yeah.
And hey, then, classic.
Yeah. Classic. The smoking weed thing too.
Oh yeah, we should call it smoking weed.
Yeah, she cried on that. Yeah.
We're like old. We're like in our 20s.
Yeah.
It was like kinda awkward.
Mom, I'm 31.
What?
How'd you get caught smoking weed?
We're like
We went on a 9 o'clock walk, and then we came back and we reeked of weed, and like, just, it was the stupidest fucking thing ever.
Yeah,
really.
And then she walks in, and we're like, our eyes are bloodshot red, and we're giggling,
playing GTA, giggling,
Taco Bell around your mouth.
And we're like so giggly for some reason.
We think it's like midnight, it's 9:30. Mom's up.
Yeah. And then she walks in, she goes, "Did you guys smoke weed?" You go, "No." It cries again.
Yeah. I really fucked up. Are you celebrating 420 tomorrow?
I am not.
Anyone?
Me panic attack.
Oh, really?
Bad.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I wish I could, though.
Yeah.
You?
I haven't smoked since September.
So wait, is there a reason?
Just
September 11th.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah, never forget.
Those flashbacks, dude.
I just get horrible.
No, I don't know. I just liked it without it. And then I've also cut back on my drinking too.
Mm.
I went a little wholesome route this year.
A married Christian man.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Catholic. But
okay. Married Catholic. Next three.
Yeah. Nice. What kind of if you were at Coachella?
I was not.
I know. If.
Oh,
if. Hey, hypothetical.
Files.
I'm here.
In my files. You were not there.
Yeah. Just thumbing through the files.
Yeah. What kind of party girl are you? Are you doing Molly? Are you drinking?
No, whoa. Me.
Why can I ask that?
No, incriminator.
It's a valid question. Yeah.
I think she's good at makeup. I can ask if she does Molly.
Could you look into the camera and answer for us? No, I come from a really religious family as well. That like I
Muslim,
didn't,
you're Muslim.
Yeah, from Muslim. I mean, I told you earlier, Muslim. Yeah, that was like I didn't even drink until my junior year of college. Like it was like that. I was like,
oh,
I guess I'll have. And the first drink I ever had was, you guessed it, Everclear and Gatorade.
Yeah.
Hey, what?
Instant hangover.
Instant.
Up, yeah.
How about death?
Yeah. That too.
Horrible.
Absinthe.
Vermouth and absinthe. Yeah. Newt eye, fucking witch's potion. Eye of Newt and Warthog.
Oh, she's gonna like this.
But I didn't really do any of that. So when I go to a festival, it's like, also like just walking around, I don't want to be blasted. Like my feet hurt. You know what I mean? So I go to the sets. Like I'm there for the music, which is so like, I'm different, I guess. But at Coachella, it feels like no one really is.
Yeah.
Like they talk all about the lineup and then no one goes to the actual sets. But me and I go with my friend Drew and we love we'll show up early to try to hit all the sets. So
nice. It's
fun. Cause Coachella also y'all kind of you didn't grow up here.
I'm a Bay guy.
Okay, period. But
yeah.
Well, I thought you were from Jersey.
Yeah, I am from Jersey. And then I moved here. Yeah, and then I moved here when I was like 8.
Oh, okay,
I'm not really.
You're Cali boy.
Yeah, OC.
Wouldn't rep that.
What? My parents are financially stable.
The January January 6th allegations are ringing truer.
Not beating the Republican anti-mask allegations. So I grew up in Texas majority, and like Coachella was it was like everyone is going to Coachella. Are you going to VidCon in Coachella? Those are the two things.
In Texas?
Yeah. In Texas, yeah. And it was like, if you're rich, and also my parents were super strict. So it was this thing that I always thought of like, only super famous rich people go to Coachella. And I didn't realize the cultural thing that it was out here.
Yeah.
You know, that it's
just
kind of like, it's kind of blasé about it. Like, I grew up thinking Coachella was the most famous music festival in the world. And then I went and I was like, shit kind of blows. And also my lungs are bleeding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Hella windy.
Yeah.
I thought you'd like it? Well, I thought you would say from Texas, what's the festival after Coachella weekend to?
Stagecoach.
Stagecoach. I thought you'd be a Stagecoach girl. Yeah? Okay, there you go. Nice.
We love Stagecoach. But it's kind of this, I mean, Stagecoach Lung is fucking horrible and like coughing up blood, truly.
There you go.
The lineups are always great, though. I do like
it. Stagecoach rocks. I like Stagecoach.
I kind of like country music. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
With your fucking hat.
Yeah.
In the park.
Yeah. Why can't I listen to country?
You want the reasons alphabetically?
I'm going to break that out of the stereotype, you know? I'm going to start blasting some country.
You guys are switching roles.
Yeah, dude. I know.
My culture's not a costume. Yeah.
Punjabi.
Assalamu alaikum, sweetheart.
How long have you been living in LA then?
I moved here like December 2019, January 2020, like right before the panty.
Nice.
Right before panty. So
nice. I was gonna say, because you don't have any like, we've met like a lot of LA people, you're still like very yourself, and
thank
like
you.
Yeah, I just don't see any like, you're still like the Texas kind of like you know, nice girl. It's like LA, like people get that fucking LA Valley accent happening, and yeah.
I've tried to get it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
No, she tried. To go for it. Yeah.
It just keeps this Punjabi accent keeps coming out when I cry. I don't
know. I keep getting them confused.
Culturally, I don't really have an identity, I guess. But yeah, it's weird. I found a little friend group out here that's like, they're all transplants, which usually, I mean, that's how LA kind of works. Of,
yeah.
Some of my best friends are not from here. They're from like Alabama and like Georgia and Texas. And it's a cool little community I found out here of like SEC kids, because I went to Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. And so it's cool to be in this city, and we appreciate it for like, it's so silly, but at the same time, there's so much happening all the time. And it's mm-hmm. so exciting coming from like a small town, you know? So
yeah.
I love living out here. I used to hate it. I used to really, because those people... Mm-hmm. I met them, and it's also weird, and y'all don't fit into this, but like people that I've been following for forever, you meet them in person and it's like, oh wait, you
oh man,
suck.
This sucks. Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah,
suck
yeah, yeah.
bad.
Yeah.
And
that's how we feel, actually. After this, we're like, yikes.
Maybe we should stop having guests on.
She did not like that song.
It's all based on the song.
It's all based on the song.
You know how on TikTok, they'll, like, they'll clip that probably and be like, when Spotify win? What if that happens?
We would love that. Are you kidding me?
We'll put it up. Fuck it. Yeah.
Get publishing for it, even though it's AI. Damn. Yeah, I really enjoy living out here. I used to not. And also, the pandemic was so fucking horrible out here, because it was like open and closed, more so than any other state, I feel like, other than New York, maybe. But it was like very weird to connect and network during that time, too, because I had just moved here and I was like, and then we were all shut inside. So. Yeah. Kind of sucked, but I'm liking it. I'm loving it.
I visited Texas last year. I went to Houston, and then I went to wherever the Texas Rangers play. Is it Arlington?
Rangers. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But like the chain restaurant gang in fucking Texas.
Oh my god, they do it. They do it right.
Chef's
what do you know about Chewy's?
Kiss.
Chewy?
Oh, where's that?
Chewy's is a chain
out here too.
No, it's in Texas, and it's Tex-Mex.
I was only there for like 4 or 5 days. So.
What'd you do in Houston? Just sports stuff?
Sports stuff. I traveled to all stadiums.
Okay, period.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, well, Chewy's is delicious, first of all. They have like a queso bar. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. And there's this, that white sauce, this mysterious white sauce is this jalapeno ranch.
Oh.
Damn.
Oh, God, dream about it. I miss it so much. Do y'all watch Sketch?
Yeah.
What's up, brother?
Oh, what's up, brother?
Tuesday. His rise has been fucking
crazy. Yeah, it's
crazy.
Insane. Yeah.
It's been like 3 months.
Yeah.
He's just posting with the NFL.
Dude, again, a sports person, but like when athletes start doing celebratory moves on the field with like his stuff, that's like huge shit.
Massive.
Yeah, he was just playing. I know he's also a sports guy, but he was just playing with Houston Texans football players at UCLA football field.
I saw that.
Like
that.
If I was like I'm like, again, a sports guy, if I was doing that with the fucking 49ers,
you'd be so good.
I would jizz.
You'd be so
I would
bad.
Even like, I would like fucking like,
you make Browns yeah. name.
You're good at football.
I like when you play.
That's like you doing like a British accent to Harry. I mean, I don't even know what kind of like kind of swag talk I would do to like, hey, what's up, boys?
Yeah,
not me at all.
I'm done.
What's up,
I'm
boys?
Done.
Get in the fucking huddle. Let's huddle up, boys.
Tuesday.
All right, I'll run a post route. You run a fucking in, and we'll fucking break on three. All right? He was like, dude, shut the fuck up, dude. Yeah.
I was like, I don't know.
You guys are both thinking Make-A-Wish? Come on.
The picture. You know, three-year anniversary. You
my three-year anniversary.
You brought it up, dude.
I literally was like, I probably shouldn't say it.
I'll say it for you.
Nah, you can say it. You can say it.
Yeah.
No, that's massive. His rise has been so crazy because it's also like, I'm not plugged into that shit, but I'm getting Sketch and Jinxie and Queso clips. And I'm like, this shit's hilarious. It's so good.
Do you ever get lost? Like when you see the, like, have you seen like the Giat Edge,
I'm
goon.
All in that.
Okay, yes.
Fucking brain rot.
Yes, you guys
have the same algorithm. last episode, he brought up the hierarchy of the TikTok Riz Party.
Yeah, see that? Oh my god, dude. That's my
boy.
That's my fucking
dog right there. He brought it up last episode. I was like, dude, we're going to cut this part. He's like, no, dude, people are going to get this.
You mocking? You mewing?
Yeah, we're going to goon maxing.
What level? What level?
God, level 100. Dude, what the fuck?
Kenny, what about you? You looks maxing anytime
soon?
Dude,
I'm mogging hard over here, man. I'm just edging in Ohio.
I don't get this fucking shit, dude.
Kenny's edge-macking. Edge-maxing Zach.
I'm edge-macking Jawart over here.
I don't get that
it would have been. And it, you don't have to. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't. We don't even know what it means.
Because you know what the core of it is like middle school boy humor, which I think goes to show that none, like, we never left that sort of... It's really embarrassing.
It never gets old.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. The Riz Party was a crazy phenomenon that happened on TikTok, though. Like, I was even like, what? And then I got into it.
Dude, middle school sense of humor is probably, like, the best sense of... Because it's, like, it's so pure. You know what I mean? There's, like, no wrong intent. They don't know anything. They have no context. They have no context.
Love dude, that middle school humor, bro. Dude, like,
you don't get it.
Middle school boys are the best.
No, but yesterday, I was getting ice cream and there was like a group of middle schoolers.
Are you fucking kidding me? Hey,
what? I'm being honest.
My mom dropped me off.
No. I was shooting a video where I had to get ice cream for the vid. Right? And there was this group of middle schoolers behind them. They just got off school and they go, oh shit, boys, Fent Fridays are coming up.
Fent Fridays?
Fent Fridays. Like fentanyl. And I turned around, I was like, what? They're like, yeah, Fat Fridays, you don't know?
Holy shit. Fiend Friday. Fiend Fridays. Shut the fuck up.
Oh my god.
That's what I'm saying. They don't know. They don't care.
Oh my god.
How many
of those being like Backshot Fridays? What the fuck?
It doesn't even match. Like, that's not even B to F.
It's Backshot Tuesday, guys. How are we celebrating? I love it. I get lost in there, too.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a culture.
How many TikTok side accounts do you have?
Just the one.
Okay.
I used to have others, but then I used to have a... Y'all listen to Greta Van Fleet?
I know who
she is. You know, they're like a rock band. Yeah. I used to have a stan account for them until I was like... Because, you know, people...
I was thinking of the blonde teenager singer. The Grace...
Greta... Thunberg.
No. Who's the one that was on fucking American Idol or America's Got Talent?
I don't remember her name. Let me look her up.
Sorry. Grace.
Her name Greta?
Is it Grace? God damn it. Sorry.
The British one?
Yeah.
The old lady?
Now you know my name.
Oh, her?
Grace Vanderwaal. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I thought you said
what
that.
What a deep cut.
Yeah, I thought you said that name. I was like, yeah, I've heard of her. You're like, yeah, so that band. I was like, wait.
I'm lying. I'm obviously lying to her face.
Sorry, but go ahead.
I don't even know what I was saying. Oh, I used to have a stan account for them. And then it's always just like, then I met them. And I was like, I gotta delete this shit now.
Yeah.
So it's horrible.
Damn. Do you just like post away on that and then the free page just puts you on there, right? Like there's no way that you just...
It's literally shit posting. Like I don't... You're like, you don't like pay anyone.
But it's sick. Like I get your videos on my free page like all the fucking time, but it's only the side account. No, it's only the side account.
Not even the main ones?
Yeah, no.
I don't post on the main account.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. I don't know if y'all... That wasn't really a thing on like... Vine of like having a side account. Actually, it was.
Yeah.
It was.
We had a side account.
Waleed Buttsides.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you get more fucking traction on there usually than
we had
like
more fun
video?
On that account because we just didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, we didn't give a fuck.
How I feel.
I was free.
I was freeballing.
I could say whatever. Muzz, Ed, you can say whatever on those accounts.
I even said that. Yeah. No one cared.
Yeah. By the way, I just learned what gooning meant like 2 weeks ago, by the way.
Could you describe it in detail?
Basically when...
Please, quote Urban Dictionary, and I want to just... Bar for bar, I want to see if you get this right.
Basically, when you just kind of like all day, kind of just jacking off, I guess.
Jay.
Wow.
Just, but like all day.
Let's see if that is correct.
This is like a senior thesis over here.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Gooning may be most simply defined as the state usually achieved after a prolonged edging session when a man becomes completely hypnotized by the feeling radiating his penis. Since a gooning state can only be achieved after edging, the man's dick will have become mightily aroused
goon?
At this point.
Females can goon.
They can. Yeah. Yeah.
There's not. Yeah, I mean, sure. Everyone can goon. Skip it into that, bro.
Can he come sit over here with
Oh, Kenny stays in the fucking corner. Especially after that comment. Yeah.
Y'all are trying to silence my goon.
I'm edging in the corner. I can't get up.
He's gooned out.
Goon Mac.
It's like a different language at this point.
The fact that you said that with like, I didn't even like process what you said. You're like, skibbity to that, brother. I was like, oh.
Thank you, brother.
Damn.
Yes, brother.
Were you on Vine? Were you messing with Vine?
I wanted to be Vine famous so fucking bad.
What happened? Why didn't it kick off?
I don't, because I was not funny and also stupid. Like, I truly, also I was like, 15, 16?
Kombucha came out just a little too late after.
It did. It was 2019.
Yeah.
Vine got bought in 2017.
Yeah.
Crazy. Thank God, though. Like, I'm so grateful that I did, like, a normal high school, normal college experience, and then it happened. Yeah. Like, y'all are God warriors. Yeah, I don't know.
We're fucked up, man. We're gooned out, bro. I'm gooned out.
This is what OD on goon looks like. Awful. Really sad.
You didn't even finish college. Like, not because of... Well, actually, because of your success on the internet, you didn't need to go to college.
Yeah. And I'm on a podcast saying, yeah, I'm good. After the show, I should have finished school, man.
We are unemployed boys now.
Oh, yeah. 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 Unemployed, did it for school, gooned out. This is the life right here.
What were some of your first jobs that you had? Well, here.
My first job was Baskin Robbins.
Wow. Nice.
Me and Barack Obama.
Dude, you would be like, job. If you were Baskin Robbins now with the middle schoolers coming in, you would just fucking like.
I'd be.
Dude, if I was
you hold the tip jar out like, please, someone, I want to do it. Like, just fucking,
What's up, brother?
A double scoop on a waffle cone? Yes, brother.
They don't even sing anymore. They just fucking like.
Did all the kids at school be like, you gotta hit this Baskin Robbins. This girl's fucking nuts.
Escaped mental patients. Holy shit.
Well, you guys brought up Vine, and there's a chance, there's rumors that it could be coming
back. Don't bring
back.
It back.
I don't want it back.
Dude, so he's done. I saw there was a tweet under it or something.
He's just showing us the Vine logo.
He tweeted the.
Yeah.
See?
Oh, Vine!
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's
skibbity, brothers. Skibbity. No, but he tweeted the exact same thing with the poll and everything like a few months ago. And I think he just does it just for engagement. Just like fuck around with
people. Who's bro? Who are you talking about?
Elon.
Oh.
Yeah. The guy on the fucking picture.
Oh, bro. Yeah.
That's not even an incredible story. He's just showing us photos. Yeah.
It's just a Canva like edit of Elon over the Vine thing. Jesus.
Yeah. Source, trust me, bro.
Wait, so what's the tea? Why would they bring it back?
So they see, by the way, they still have all the servers. Like they technically can bring it back.
Nice.
So many people would get canceled.
I know, immediately.
Yeah.
Dilly.
please
don't bring it back.
It's so funny, my incest dad jokes, people fucking still like, oh, dude, do another incest dad thing. I'm like, I'm trying to fucking like, I'm 31, like, trying to fucking, you know, branch away a little bit of that.
No, look at this YouTube video of you talking about gooning.
People love it.
That is crazy. When it's like you're known for one thing and people are like, do the fucking. It's like, I'm actually good.
Did
on
you
that
get that now. After the kombucha thing?
Oh my
you
God,
had
you
to.
Have. I was going to say, you have no idea, but you both have an idea. Yeah. It's truly like, because you're so grateful that people enjoyed it to the point where it's like, you're the guy who did that. It was to the point where, like, because this was, I had just graduated college. It went viral and I went back because I graduated a year early. So I went back to visit my friends who were still there. It was like their senior year or whatever. We're at our college bars, like in the bar district. And it was to the point where like I was going up to the bar being like, can I get 3 green tea shots for me and my ladies? And she was like, you're the, if you do the face, I'll give them to you for free.
Oh God.
And did I do it?
Yeah.
Of course I did.
You got a college girl. Yeah. You don't have money.
Yeah. I was like, let me check my bank account. $7. Fuck.
How many times do you want me to do it?
How many for 6 shots? It was that every bar we went to, it was like either the bartender recognized me or someone in the like, you know, crowd of people recognized me and they were buying me drinks all night. I got so fucked up. And it's also scary because it's like when you're incapacitated like that, people just start filming you, flash
start
on in my face.
About you, yeah.
Yeah, it was, I can't.
Dude, I had a fan. We took a selfie at the urinal. He recognized me in the urinal.
Like right
dude,
now.
And it was the last call at the bar. He waited all night to talk to me. He waited for me in the bathroom.
Oh my.
And he fucking took a picture of me like this. We repeated. Yeah, dude.
The point was,
and it was my funny, bad. Too, because all it took was just a cover index finger to hide my dick. And that's all it fucking took. Not even full palm.
Yeah,
I just had to go like this, and I get covered everything.
It was
everything.
Cold in there. Yeah, dude. It was cold. The AC was blasting.
I was just like this, like.
Holy shit.
Yeah. That was a good one. Yeah, but you're a Disney girl now? Are you going to be a Disney adult?
I am a Disney adult. I don't have the gums to match yet.
Nice.
They're coming.
Yeah, wait, what's the gums?
You know that meme? Oh my God, can we pull up the meme? Look up just Disney adult gums.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Caption.
Oh, my God. Is this what you're looking for?
Yeah, that's going to be me in about maybe 5 to 10 years if I keep it up.
Getting lower.
Yeah, just gravity's pulling them down.
It's because people just can't stop smiling at Disneyland, right?
It's true. Yeah. Well, you go on the rides. They're so fast. It kind of strips your lip back and shows your gum. There's also that meme of... Women who have that sort of facial structure always are married to like a serviceman. Like usually always married to an army guy or a cop.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck it is. It's so fun.
That's just their type, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know what it is. Nature is beautiful.
Yeah.
I remember one time I asked the people, like my followers, to edit me with a gum smile because my teeth like take up half my fucking face.
They were talking to you about your teeth.
Oh yeah, dude.
Oh, man.
Dude, it's okay. Like my teeth are.
They're just so big. Yeah. I mean. Just not helping.
I need to shit on you for a
what,
fucking...
For what?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. Racism.
Not in my fucking country.
Not on my watch, brother. I still got my card.
It sucks that you play both hands. You play fucking country guy, and you play fucking, like, if I drop a Middle Eastern drunk, like, whoa.
Whoa, hey.
Hey.
Too far, buddy. She could do it.
Well, yeah.
Damn.
Anyways, do we have time for Kenny's Corner as we wind down?
Yeah, we have a few minutes left. All right, so Brittany, every episode, these guys are nice enough to give me some screen time.
That's
and
really sweet.
I update our guests on some
You're talking too
things
much.
Are, okay, all right, here we go. Sorry.
She's got it. Kenny's Corner.
Kenny's Corner.
So today in Kenny's Corner, we have a little bit of interesting news. Red Lobster, speaking of chain restaurants, might be closing, filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And this is a Chili's Forward podcast, which means we're one step closer to Chili's domination. So,
we're pro Chili's Red Lobster?
I don't hate Red Lobster. I've actually never been, but we're very pro Chili's here.
Okay.
What's their catchphrase?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do they have a catchphrase?
Red Lobster.
When you're here,
your seafood.
When you're here, you're from Maryland.
Yeah. I thought you were about to drop a meme like, when you see the fucking lobster coming. Like, what? That's like fucking. I thought you were going to drop like a middle school like fucking line.
I mean, when I see my food coming,
that's what I thought. That's what I thought you were going to do.
My face went, but the fajitas are sizzling.
Oh, you know why I know they went? I think I know why Red Lobster went bankrupt because they did a activation with Tyrese Gibson. Where it was like the worst like brand deal I've ever saw. It was basically Tyrese Gibson in Santa Monica
And flubbed promo.
Wow, is this
Is it actually?
Sorry, I'm looking at this in real time.
Just look up Red Lobster Tyrese Gibson. So basically, he's like in Santa Monica, Tyrese Gibson, and just Red Lobster, lobster worthy. So basically, he's in Santa Monica, and he's like, it's obviously very like put together, like fake. And then so it's like street performers on the street to see if they're lobster worthy. And then so it's like someone dancing, like doing like
it's just homeless people.
Yeah.
Who deserves
I just want one plate of food.
No, no, no. It's all fake. It's all like they all casted people. It wasn't even like actual street performers. And then he just gives them a $50 gift card. He goes, "You're lobster worthy." And that was the entire activation.
And that's all? He was the face of that?
Now he's the face of it, yeah.
They paid him enough money that it put them out.
I'm pretty sure it has to be. There's no other way.
That's funny, because if Chili's asked me to do that, I would still say yes. I would absolutely love it.
What do you feel that way about? Cracker Barrel.
Nice. Yeah. They just did with the fucking Vanderpump Rules girls. They just did espresso.
Cracker Barrel?
No, no, no.
I was like, what?
Chili's just did an espresso martini thing with the ladies from Vanderpump Rules.
An espresso martini from Chili's might hospitalize you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like charged lemonade.
Holy shit. First confirmed death.
After this.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure of that.
Here, is this a bit?
Are we fucking up your Kenny's Corner, by the way?
Is no. This is for you to run wild with. Yeah. There's no, you can't fuck up
We're
Kenny's Corner.
We're here to introduce Chili's new espresso martini.
Y'all, that's crazy.
That opening line took me one take. It's got espresso, rum, agave, and tequila.
Oh, she cut him off.
Katie likes tequila.
This is Vanderpump Rules.
I like tequila. Okay.
Really good.
That could have been you.
Great commercial.
Yeah, that could have been so you.
I'm getting closer to a Chili's commercial, though.
Every day.
Really?
One step, yeah.
Every day.
There's
what are the updates that you can give us? Can you give us any?
I think so. I pitched a Chili's commercial idea. And the set that I was on, like for the video thing, it's kind of hard to explain, but they really liked it. And then that dude who was running the whole shoot had plugs to Chili's. So I'm going to shoot like a little mini thing for them first. And then if they like it, then I'll put it on the
channel. Doing all this unpaid.
Yeah. He loves.
Again.
He just loves.
Brittany could just be like, there's no like, oh, that's so crazy. She's like, hey, you're going to pay for this?
You're doing that bagless thing? What the fuck?
No bag, no bitches.
The Megamind meme, no bitches.
No bitches.
Yeah. No chili spots.
No bags.
That is, it's going to be funny. I can't wait.
The idea is really good.
I just wish that I hope that they reach out and offer to pay you.
I know.
Well, and now that the lobster is going out of business,
they have, more market share.
A pitch for it, if I may?
Sure.
So a beer slides down the bar, and it's a dude at the end of the bar's 21st birthday. He comes with a group of friends. Okay. And as the beer is sliding down the bar, it goes time travel in the background, and he gets older. And as he grabs the beer, he's 80, and his friends have disappeared. And then his family comes in.
And then it's sad. Then it gets kind
of
sad.
And then his family comes in, and it's a new generation of Chili's family.
He's crying. He's not crying.
That's good.
Yeah, so fuck you. I'm paying for that. Take it easy. All right, it's my dream. Britney shat on it for the first time, but now it's a good one.
I thought you were
gonna
say 21st birthday. It's yeah. His mom. They start yelling.
Yeah,
at each
there's
other.
A cultural, there's
across
a cultural
the fucking bar top.
There's a skibbity toilet phantom tag. Yeah.
What if Britney?
The like, fact that I know that this is the last episode.
Kaisen
Addison. Dude.
Then he phantom tags.
That was it. That's dude, what it is.
What if Britney's like she runs into the CMO of Chili's, right? And Steve, I was like, yeah, do you know anyone with any good commercial ideas? Like, you know.
I'm like, no, I have.
Just cuts back to it. You say, fuck you.
Actually, yes, I do.
Kenny, do you have anything else?
Well, guys, I just want to say I haven't seen this yet, but in spirit of what we talked about today, I think we should close out with a little brain rot TikTok.
Oh,
yes.
There we go.
And Judy Hopps. Anything with Judy Hopps.
I am going to be a true Sigma officer.
Oh a Goonie Sigma. That is the most yapping I've ever heard.
It may seem unedgeable to rotted brains, but I'ma be phantom taxing y'all. 211 edge years away stands the ultimate city called Ohio. I started mewing and edging and heard that anyone can be a true Sigma.
If you stop trying to get a level 10 guy at right now.
I'm just comparing Britney's reaction to like watching our music video, and she's so fucking into it.
Yeah, locked in. I'm trying to read it.
You haven't said it's too long yet.
I've thought it.
This is just as long as the music video. Yeah. All right, we can leave it there.
Well, the funny part is the voices are so good. It feels like if I was a little kid and you played this for me without like the edit, the TikTok edit, I'd believe it's real.
No, that with like a Minecraft simulation under it, or like someone playing with slime.
Someone needs to dub a full movie like that, and I'd watch the whole thing.
Dude.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd watch the whole thing.
I have a question. Yeah. What is y'all's order at Chili's? And do you split the bill or do you put it on one?
Well, the bill's so cheap.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You'd be like, bro, I got you.
Yeah.
It's $9.
Well, they do. You do the 3 for $30. You can get the appetizer, and then you get the main course, and then you can add on a dessert at the end.
You ride for Chili's.
I get the Santa Fe burger. they always refill your chips and salsa for you, which is great.
Do you fuck with the queso?
I do fuck with the queso. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I love the skillet queso.
Hella good. And then you get the cheesecake at the end. It's a bomb.
Chili's has...
It's like $30.
Cheesecake?
Yeah.
It's edible?
It's really fucking good.
It's a little frozen. It's out for a little, yeah. You can taste...
You know what? I love the Southwestern egg rolls.
Yep.
Are they cold in the middle? Yeah.
The microwave wasn't fucking working that day.
I eat them.
What's your order? Do you even know your order?
I get the fajitas. You can't go wrong with fajitas. Yeah.
You're an attention whore.
Yeah. I want everyone to look at me.
My face went dead. Bring my fajitas.
What's your go-to besides like your chain restaurant besides the Texas one that you said?
Cracker Barrel. I go to chain restaurant. I do enjoy an Olive Garden.
Nice.
I do, because the Zuppa Toscana.
What the fuck?
It is so good.
Punjabi.
What's Bubba Gump's deal? What do they do at Bubba Gump?
Oh, Bubba Gump's is so slick.
Don't they do like Forrest Gump like trivia or some shit?
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like the waiter's like. What did Tom Hanks like as you're ordering your food?
You can't get your food.
No, I kept fucking up, and it was like embarrassing.
Because they're like, what branch of Scientology is Tom Hanks? You're like, oh, I know this.
Yeah. Dude, my favorite Tom Hanks meme is when they post a photo of like a still of all his movies that relate to travel. And someone goes, I am not traveling with Tom Hanks.
What, because all something horrible always happens?
Let's close out, huh?
Yeah, let's do it.
Do you have anything plugged? Are you doing anything?
I have a podcast called The Broski Report.
Nice.
Thank you. I also have a show called Royal Court that is on my YouTube channel. I also make YouTube videos once a week. Go check me out on there. Thanks, team. This was a blast.
Thank you. This was a blast for us, too.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Wait. Like, please. Comment, please. And sub, please. We just hit 2,300.
That's right.
So we have a new channel. But we're slowly climbing, and we thank you guys very much.
Yes, and we thank Brittany as well.
Yes, thank you.
For her cultural awareness.
Yes. Nice. Nice. All right. Thank you guys so much.
Bye.
Bye.